Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
The scripture says in the book of Psalms 120, the angels of God, they move when the word of God is spoken, not when you speak what somebody said. When you speak what God says, then the angels begin to go. Give the angels of God some work to do by speaking the word of God.
Life can throw some tough challenges our way, often leading us to contemplate abandoning our goals and the missions we've been assigned, particularly when our weaknesses take over. Pastor Neil reminds us that our response in these moments is crucial. We can either let challenges paralyze, traumatize, or victimize us, or we can choose to fight. By tapping into our God-given abilities and leaning on the power of the Holy Spirit, we can maximize the situation and trust God with the outcome. In these trying moments, Pastor Neil says, it is important to align our will with God's, pray fervently, listen to His word, and surround ourselves with people of faith who push us to stand firm and keep fighting until we see results. Let's listen to Pastor Neil's insightful message, Maximizing Exhaustion, Point Moments.
In life, there are moments of exhaustion, moments when you are tired and feel like giving up on your God-given assignment. Sometimes you are mentally tired. Sometimes you are physically tired. And I'm not talking about exhaustion that comes because of natural things. I'm talking about exhaustion that is satanically manipulated to get you in that spot so you give up. It doesn't make sense, somebody who is running around and everything is fine, and on the next moment he gets on the bridge and he jumps. And so we want to look at how to deal with the exhaustion moments. And that is why our focus this year is on maximization. God wants you to maximize. No matter how tired you are, physically, emotionally, mentally, understand that it is a manipulation from the pit of hell, and you cannot afford to let Satan win. Did you hear what I just said? Your response to exhaustion moments can cause you, first of all, to be paralyzed. You will be paralyzed because you will give up on life and you do nothing. So you just go with the flow. You are not making decisions. And I know by now some of you are sitting there, there's no need to have a New Year's resolution. No, you should have one. Tell the person sitting next to you, don't have a New Year's resolution, get one. Because the normal thing is that, we will break it. New Year is a way of you hitting the reset button, and you must always begin with a goal, else Satan will give you one. Did you hear what I just said? You have to set a goal, and if you don't set goals, Satan will give you a goal. So get one. And if you don't respond to the exhaustion moments, this is what happens. You will be paralyzed. You give up, and then you just go with the flow. Anything happens, let it happen. No, you cannot let things happen. Amen. I said you cannot what? Let things happen. Your response to exhaustion moments, number two, can cause you to be traumatized, where your life is characterized by emotions of fear, anger, frustration. Have you ever been there? That you get to that place that you are angry not only with yourself but with God. Sometimes you get angry with your spouses for no good reason. You get angry with your children. They said something, it didn't mean anything bad, but then you start yelling at them. Pay attention, because you realize that Satan has driven you to that point. So our response to exhaustion moments, number one, can cause us to be paralyzed. Number two, it can cause us to be what? Traumatized. People who are traumatized often sees everything as an emergency. So when they share their problems with you, they want you to drop everything and pay attention to them. I want to open your eyes. Please learn today. It is an indication that you have been traumatized by an exhaustion moment. Thirdly, your response to exhaustion point moments can cause you to be victimized. So either you are paralyzed, you are traumatized, or you are what? Victimized. And this is the choice to live life blaming others. When you have a problem in front of you, it's very easy to look at somebody else and think that the person has caused a problem. The problem may have started through them, but they only continue because you allow it. Are you with me? Because you allow it. Or your response to exhaustion moments could be that of what I call a maximizer. Somebody who says, I make a choice to use what I have, work where I'm at, doing everything I can, and leave the results to the Lord. You are not a whiner. Tell the person sitting next to you, stop whining and fight. So this year is a year of fighters, to put it another way. A maximizer fights. They don't look at the issues and allow the issue to dictate to them, it's over, just give up, sit somewhere. No. You will fight till you make it. Amen. Are you with me? So let's define the word maximizer. It simply means to make the best out of every circumstances that you find yourself. And you will notice that most of the circumstances you find yourself in are not in your favor. It's actually working against you. So you look at it and you say, I am not going to allow this to happen. If you visit me in my home office, you will notice that I have a stone in one of my drawers. And what I do with the stone is that every once in a while I pick it up and I hold the stone to remind myself. It is symbolic of David, who was brought into an hour where he saw Goliath in front of him. There was nothing that worked in David's favor. Nothing, zero. Let me read a few scriptures here, all right? If you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, it says the Philistine, I'm picking up from verse 41. The Philistine came closer and closer to David with a shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he despised him. Because Goliath is a champion. And here is a teenager wanting to find a champion. Nothing says he's going to win. He despised him because he was just a youth, healthy and handsome. He said to David, am I a dog that you come against me with sticks? Then he cursed David by his gods. Come here, the Philistine, that's Goliath speaking, called to David. I'm going to give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the wild beast. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I come against you in the name of the Lord of the armies, the God of the ranks of Israel. You have defiled him. Today, the Lord will hand you over to me. Today, I will strike you down. Today, I will remove your head. Today, I will give your corpse of the Philistines' camp to the birds of the sky and the wild creatures of the earth. Then all the world will know that Israel has a God. No. Amen is not enough. And this whole assembly will know that it is not by sword or by spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord, and he will hand you over to us. When the Philistines started to attack him, David ran quickly to the battle line to meet the Philistine. Verse 49. Read with me. David put his hand in the bag, took out a stone, slung it, and hit the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell down. That is my stone. I call it my stone of help. I pick it up in the hours when I am demoralized, when I feel exhausted, and I throw it up, and I said, just as David took the stone and Goliath went down, Satan, you're going down too. And I'm going to ask all of you to do me a favor. When you get home today, go grab a stone. Keep the stone somewhere. And tell yourself every day when you feel exhausted and tired, he says, this is my stone of help. Are you with me? I'm teaching you something you will need for the rest of your life. Don't sit there and scroll through your phone. You will get discouraged. You need to sit and begin to do what the scripture teaches. Maximizers are those who in the moments of exhaustion understand like David understood. Everything is against me. But because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I am going to win. Right. Judges chapter 3. Let's look at another example. Another guy who maximized. Some of us, things come at us so fast and the things become so painful. So we get to a place and we just tell ourselves, you know what? Let me just give up. It's over. It's not going to work. No. No. Are you in Judges chapter 3? Now read with me. We're looking at a guy called Shamgar. He's one of the judges of Israel, but there's only one verse alluded to him. We see him also in chapter 5, but this is it. Read with me. It says, after Ehud, Shamgar, the son of Anath, became judge. He also delivered Israel, striking down 600 Philistines with a cattle prod. How many of you know a cattle prod? It's just like a stick. The shepherds will carry a cattle prod, and at one end of it was a little metal. And any time the cattle was just misbehaving, they would just pinch them with it to bring them back. Now, how does one man take an ordinary cattle prod and kill 600 Philistines one time? Can anybody explain that to me? That's a pure maximizer. He's using what he has. You see, we're always looking at what somebody else has. But pure maximizers look at what they want. When I pick up my stone in my office, I say, this is what I have. I don't compare any woman to my wife. This is the one. Are you with me? Can I work on it? All right? I will not compare her with any. This is the one, what? I have. You look at your children, they are misbehaving, but they are the ones you. Don't go compare them with some other kids. Maximizers look at what God has given to them. And they said that this is what I have. And all the 600 Philistines are going to come down. How? Through what I have. Working from where I'm at. Doing everything I can. And living it in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because he will bring it to pass. So in 2025, when those moments of exhaustion comes, tell yourself, I am like Shamgar. I pick up my cattle prod. And I am going to bring down every Philistine that stands in my way. Are you with me? Satan is going to let you point your attention towards other people. I'm going to teach you. Take your attention off people. Ask yourself, why am I here? The problem may have started with them, but the solution does not lie with them. The solution lies with the fact that I am a maximizer. I am going to rise up. What is it that I have? Most of the time, God has already put something in your hands. Why does the devil point to others? So you forget what you have. So you don't pay attention to what you have. But if you will pay attention to what you have, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will cause you to do the extraordinary. Judges chapter 8. Look at verse 4. Judges chapter 8. Are any maximizers in the building right now? Judges chapter 8, verse 4. Here we see that Gideon and his 300 men were exhausted. Please notice that Gideon was called by God and he was going to kill and stop the work of the Midianites. This is what happened. Anytime the Israelites would grow their crops, these are farmers, and everything worked out, the Midianites would come and then they'll come and destroy everything they do.
So they are not able to eat. All right? And at this point, God raises Gideon as a judge, and he says, I want you to fight for my people. Two kings, Zeba and Zalmunna, were the ones who were leading the Midianites. The scripture says God raises an army of 300 to fight 135,000. You all remember how Gideon brought 32. After talking to four tribes, he brought 32,000. God says, no, it's too much. Because if it's dependent on this army, you would think it was you. But I want to show that it is me who is at what? Maximizers understand that they have to do their part, but everything else depends on God. So you don't sit there and you are quiet. You ask yourself, God, what is it that you have put in my hands? I need to grab it. I need to work where I am, and I need to do all I can do and leave the results to your hands. So the scripture says, there's 300 men. They have wrought the victory. The two kings, Zeba and Zalmunna, were running. And they were chasing after them, but they got tired. Let's read a scripture. It says, Gideon and the 300 men came to the Jordan and crossed it. They were exhausted, but still in what? Exhausted, but still in? Come on, somebody talk to me. Exhausted, but still in? Tell the person sitting next to you, exhausted, but still. Say it this way, you may be exhausted this year, but you need to keep moving through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, everybody, focus your attention on me. I could have sat at home and hide behind the fact that I have pain on my right side. I've never been here. Then all of you will call me and say, oh, Pastor, will you hear me? I said, no, no, no. I just got the memo. Satan doesn't like me pronouncing that. So I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to show him I'm going to use what I got through the power of the Holy Spirit and do the things God. You may be exhausted, but you must still be in what? Ah, you are not getting it. Stop being a whiner. Start fighting. Amen. Tell the person sitting next to you, stop whining. And fight. In fact, when they got to this place, the scripture says they went to people in Succoth who were their brothers. They asked them for bread because they were not only exhausted, they were hungry. And what did the people in Succoth do? Said, we are not giving you bread. If you go and you capture the two kings and you bring them, they will give you bread. But right now, you don't have them, so we have no bread. Then they went to another group of people and they asked them. So there will be days in this year where people you think should help you will not help you. But when they don't sit down and cry. Fire yourself up and say, you know what? I'll show you at the end of the lesson how to stay focused. That I am not going to sit down. I am a maximizer. So I am not going to sit quiet. I feel tired, but I'm going to rise up and do what I'm supposed to do. Don't look at issues that load those issues, put you down, and then you sit quiet and say, yeah, you know, Satan is working. Satan is working, you must work. Satan is fired up, you must be fired up. This is the reason I'm standing here this morning to remind you, never allow the enemy to have the upper hand, because you have something else. You have the dove. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. Didn't the scripture says, not by might, not by power, but by my God is able to amplify your strength. And you must learn to depend on that. In fact, these 300 men were not only refused food, but they were outnumbered. Because we are told that at the time that those two kings were running away, the army that were destroyed, 120,000 were destroyed. So 15,000 more were with the two kings. Exhausted as they were, hungry, chasing after 15,000 soldiers and the two kings. I want you to think seriously about it. Because sometimes everything is going to come on a silver platter. I'm here this morning to raise up some soldiers. I said, I'm here this morning to raise up some people who will tell themselves, we take no for an answer. We are going to rise up like a mighty army and wage war and fight and see the thing that God has promised come to pass in our lives. We are not just going to chicken out and give up. Young people, you put in your application to that college and nobody is calling you, start praying over them. This is why this time of fast is important. Don't sit there and assume it's just going to happen, because Satan is going to fight. The exhaustion moments are demonically manipulated to actually bring you down. And this is why you should not sit there and take it. Turn to the person sitting next to you. Don't just take it. Fight. Let's look at the last example. It's in the book of Luke 22. Here is Jesus himself. Jesus. Didn't Jesus come to the earth to die? But here the scripture says, Jesus, in Luke chapter 22, look at verse 42. He says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Put a full stop there. We will continue the rest. What's up with you, Jesus? You came to die. And as the last moment, you were going to chicken out? Pay attention to the scripture, because Jesus is chicken out. Why? Because, and I know some of you say, but Pastor, this is Jesus. The Bible says because he's a high priest, he had to experience what we experience. So he experienced the same exhaustion moment that you and I experienced. And that is why it says, if it is your will, then let this thing pass. But you came down from heaven, you were born, you've gone through all of this for this. What I want you to see is that exhaustion moments are common to all of us. And if the devil could attack our own Jesus the way he did, you are no match for him. This is why I am here to remind you, when it happens, stop sitting at home, staying in your little corner, and trying to say, you know what, life is hard. It looks like all of it. Child, life is hard, but people are making it. Stop singing. Our marriage is hard. If you change your behavior, it will get better. Amen. Tell the person sitting next to you, as for this year, I'm not going to leave you alone. Tell them, you can't be lazy. You need to fight. Exhaustion moments are moments when you consider doing something other than what God wants. It is a point in time when you don't sin, but you think about it. It is a point in time when you don't lie, but you think about it. It is a point in time when you actually don't quit, but you think about quitting on your spouse. Divorce, quitting the church because you think you are not getting enough help. You go somewhere else and you realize you don't have the same help, because it begins with you. Are you with me? It is a point in time when you are thinking of disobeying God, because you know when you obey God, something might not happen. Are you with me? It is a point in time when the weakness of our flesh tends to dominate. You reach a point and you realize, man, everything is like the flesh is back and is in control. Has it ever been like that with you before? It is a point in time when the old nature you thought was subdued takes the center stage. And I want to say it again. If the devil could work Jesus' mind, yours is no match for him. So you need to rise up and tell yourself, I ain't taking it no more. Somebody raise your right hand for me. And you are making this declaration not just to yourself, but to the devil. Declare this, say this. In the name of Jesus, from this day, Satan, hear me. I am not taking any nonsense from you. And everybody said amen. Amen. Why does Satan manipulate the exhaustion moment? Because you can be exhausted naturally. And that's not what I'm talking about. You can be burned out naturally. That's not what I'm dealing with. I am talking about those moments that you know. Have you ever gotten something that you know that when you have it, you'll be happy and you got it and you are not? Have you ever been there? Because that moment was meant to make you what? Excited. You are not excited because Satan has manipulated the situation to put you there. That's what I want you to pay attention to. Because what the Lord revealed to me is that in this year, there will be lots of it. But how you respond to it will either make you paralyzed, traumatized, victimized, or you'll be a maximizer. But we choose to be maximizers. Are you hearing me today? So number one, the exhaustion point moments that Satan would always manipulate, he does it, number one, to shame you. So that you will feel that, you know what, life is over for me. Secondly, he does it, he manipulates it to get you off your God-given assignment. The only reason that all these guys who had come to the place were so tired was so that they will not fulfill the work God gave them. They were supposed to destroy the Midianites. You know, sometimes we are too full of ourselves. You think the attack of Satan is because of you? No. The attack is not because of you. The attack is because of the assignment God has placed in you. He's after the assignment, but because you are the one chosen to do the assignment, then he must rather be after you. So stop making everything about you. I can't believe I'm in this trouble. I can't believe I'm in this trouble. Start having a divine perspective that we are on a battlefield. There is an assignment to be fought, exhausted but still in pursuit. Telling Ziba and Zalmunna, we are on our way and we're going to get you. And the scripture says, Gideon and his men, they got them. What the picture I want you to see is that 135,000 army, the first 120, God took care of them. All they had to do was to hold a pitcher, right, which was like a clay pot. And then they had to flash lights after they broke it, and then the lights were flashing, and then they blew a horn. So you can tell that it was God who took care of 120. But now, he left the 15,000 for them. Sometimes you are praying, God, come down and clear all of them. No. There are battles we fight, and there are battles he fights. Are you ready to fight? Pastor, I thought it's a new year. You're just going to tell us God is going to do it all. He will take care of the 120, but the 15,000 is your work. And but he promises that his spirit is going to be with you. You must rise, and you can do it. So Satan manipulates that whole thing and makes you look like, now, you say you are a believer. See. In fact, I remember when I got down to the hospital and I was just lying there, and I think Diana was on her way coming, and they kept asking me questions. I couldn't open my eyes, and I said, man of God, sick. You're supposed to pray for people. And at that moment, it kind of hit me. If you don't pray, you can go down. It's just the second of the year. I said, no, we can't begin the year this way. Every day we are singing songs. This world is not my home. Child, we'll go when we're supposed to go. But right now we are here. We must win. Exhaustion point moments are manipulated by Satan to get you off your God-given assignment. He is after you because of the assignment. He's not after you because of you. You look too beautiful. You look too nice. Child, when they put you in the grave, you realize you are nothing. He's after the assignment. Didn't Paul say, because of the surpassing greatness of the many revelations given to me, there was also given to me. Right? I'm quoting 2 Corinthians 12. He said, because of the revelations given to me, there was also given to me a messenger of Satan. Please pay attention. Let me open your eyes to something. Paul says the message was given. Then a messenger was also given. So the messenger was after the message. So when you see Satan fighting, he's not after you. No, he's after the one God has given the assignment to. And every single one of us sitting here, there's an assignment for you. This is why you must fight.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text RADIO to 301-696-8555. or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.